And welcome back. It's been a long time to another episode of the Lux Ops Here podcast. I'm your host, Scott Bowser. And this week, you know, I had to cover this subject when it came up, but there was a big hack here in Las Vegas. So I immediately thought of my man, the man of the box, CJ Sullivan, to come on the show and join me and talk about this. CJ, how you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are we doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I was just telling him like right before, I'm building a home bar, actually. And this is like...
Home bar.
And this is one
home
of the
bar office.
Yeah. Cooler things I've ever done because I found this like little bar that's like got LED light display and it's got all the glass racks and everything. It's really cool. Got it for $80, still in the box, brand new off some lady on OfferUp. And then when it's like a $200 furniture piece at least. And so
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend a little extra on and get like, so now I got like the professional bar, like drink mat with like the little like napkin and like straw and like toothpick holder thing with the I got like, you know, the professional like bottle tops, the pour, you know, the pourers and all that. I got an ice machine.
That's huge, no matter bar or no bar. Yeah, I mean, that's just is a game changer.
Yeah. I haven't had an ice machine in like a freezer since my mom's house.
It's incredible. Even the rattling around of the ice machine, it's one of the most pleasant disturbing noises there are. You know, like for some reason, it's not bothersome. You know, it's a loud ruckus because it makes you feel good because ice is being made.
Well, what I love about it is I put it on and I kind of forget about it. And then I'll be sitting on my recliner and going, and I just hear it like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's like a whole fresh thing of ice over there.
It's almost like taunting you to drink, you know what I mean? Or have a little party. Like,
yeah.
You hear the rumbling, like the ice is like, come on, let's go. And you hear it dropping into the bucket, you know? Yeah.
Sitting next to a cocktail shaker.
Yeah.
Sitting next to bottles. I mean, come on.
And you're like, you're right, ice machine. What am I doing sitting over here? I could be over there using you and putting you into a glass.
Not going to lie. I think I'm going to make myself like a Tom Collins or a martini or something right after.
Yeah. So I like a Tom Collins. I like anyone named after an adult man.
Yeah.
a Rob Roy. Collins, you know, just a... Look, that guy had to be a son of a bitch. You were going to name this fucking drink after you. Goddamn. You drink it so much.
Well,
you're known for this drink.
Yeah, like, that is pretty good, too. Like, I always like the vineyards or just, like, all these wines that are just some dude's name. But it's just
like, right.
It's just like, well, this guy, you don't know this guy. He's just known for the wine. We don't know anything else about him. Could be a huge asshole. But like beer brands don't do that. You know, you don't have a beer name just like, you know, Mike Evans. Like, I don't know why I named the NFL wide receiver. I got
Mike Evans. Great catch last night. No, it could. Yeah, if it's named after a guy, it's like a Sam Adams or like some.
Okay,
pioneer,
yeah, 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 yeah. It's like a historical
right.
Some
figure. Guy famous that's worthy of a whole beer. Yeah, it's never just Tom.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, with hard liquor, you do, you know, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam,
right? Jose Jack Daniels, Guervo. Jim Beam. And because you know those guys were sons of bitches. You know Jack Daniels was just a fucking mean, goddamn whiskey drinking. I mean, you know, just absolutely.
Well, what's great is Lynchburg, Tennessee, where they make it, is a dry county.
Mm.
So
interesting.
So it's like, that's how big of a son of a bitch that guy was. He's like, I'm going to make this world famous whiskey in a dry county.
And I'm not all for cancellations, and especially like bring old things that, you know, were appropriate back then, like, or not even appropriate, whatever, that doesn't hold up, like tearing statues down. I'm not all for all that, but I could get behind the argument of renaming the city Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jesus. Jesus, God.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit aggressive with the racism.
Yeah, let me tell you about our town history. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah. Welcome to Clanville as we have our ourselves a parade.
Well, dude, okay, so let's get into this, because this is going to be a lot of fun here. And we're going to do this chronologically. But so, yeah, the MGM and Caesars got hacked here in Vegas. For people not paying attention, like, honestly, I don't think anybody really knows. And I don't think they're letting too much info out. But it seems like it was a group of, like, 17 to 20-year-olds, which is amazing.
Yeah, that just came out. 17 to 20-year-olds, which is hilarious.
It's
yeah.
very funny. It's like people not even old enough to go. It's one thing, because it's like they're not even old enough to have been burnt by these casinos yet. And they already have, like, the mindset. that I think you need to have when you come here to Las Vegas. But
yeah, you got to know they're going to rob you. So yeah, they might as well rob them.
Yeah, I've seen Ocean's 12. Even it was bad, so I didn't watch Ocean's 13. But you know, I've watched these guys rob multiple casinos. There's ways of, you know, it's fun stuff. But so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go down, and I got a list of all the hotels on the Strip, and it's starting with the Flamingo. So we're starting in order of when they were built. I think this is a fun way of doing it because it's kind of a walk down memory lane. But yeah. And we're going to just go over here, and you and me are going to kind of give our opinion on whether we think they would pay the ransom. Because here was the funny thing about it. It's okay. And some of these, I get it. Caesars didn't pay the ransom. MGM did pay the ransom. So
it was the other way around. I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah. Caesars paid.
Caesars
I got
paid.
That
that's why I didn't hear about it. MGM did not.
Did not, yes.
And that's why we're hearing about it, because they're dumb enough not to pay it. Because, I mean, there's insured. All this money's insured. What the fuck is MGM thinking? And apparently, they're doing everything wrong. Let's just tell your listeners this, that the MGM casino, apparently, every step they've done is wrong. Because these hacks, apparently, the cyber hacks, they happen like every week, you know? And you either don't hear about it because it's a company that no one cares about, you know, it's not exciting like a casino, or they pay it off like Caesars does.
Yeah,
you know? And then so these guys don't pay it off. And then they're like, yeah, we don't pay terrorists. Now everything's been absolute shit.
Dude, it's not just like, and for MGM too, it's not like just like, oh, like it fucked up like every slot machine in the building.
Right. They're paying by hand. They're literally going with cash to people in hand and paying off their fucking three cherries. Like, what is going on out there?
And not only that, like, okay, all visitor information was leaked. So like everybody's card info, if you just stayed there, like all that was gone. And not only that, here's the part that fucking scared me the most, was like all employee info.
Yeah.
And so like even like employees' children's social security numbers because of like the health plan and stuff are all fucking dumped in there. Like it's insane.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. I do feel bad for the people that work there.
I definitely feel bad for the employees because the employees basically got told to go fuck themselves. Like,
right. Yeah, well, MGM, they're fucking idiots. And like, and you see, I mean... Oh, you get to this, the ad that went viral that they put out for tech people to help come fix their problem.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we need you to work 7 hours a day, 12 hours a week, extra if you keep going, you know, and like they're like demanding goes for and like they're acting like they're lazy millennials. We want no off days. You come and you work hard.
Yeah. Fuck
this is fixed. $100 an hour.
They have the same energy right now as the Marine Corps with that missing jet of like, hey, if you see it, let us know. Like
$100 an hour. That's what your valet parkers get. But I mean, that's a fraction of the going rate, what it would take to get you guys back online. My buddy Sean Flannery, who does IT security, is like, yeah, it's $500 an hour just for a consulting gig of that nature, what they're asking for. No way going to get the kind of help they need.
Especially when they have no leverage.
No, they have no leverage. Like, okay, get this done in 3 weeks, $100 an hour.
Dude, if I'm one of the people that is capable of doing that, I'd be like $1,000 an hour. Fuck you.
No, of course. And MGM, I don't know, does the MGM still think their mob is involved with them? Like, what are they doing?
When's the last time they even made a hit picture?
Yeah, I know, right? During a strike, you're going to do this?
Yeah. No, they're just a real pile of shit. My grandma, side note though, my grandma, there's pictures of her with the MGM lion when she's a real little kid. Her father, my great grandfather, was the projectionist at the Fox Theater in Riverside.
And how many lions were there in the MGM lion?
I think it was just the one, because I don't think the odds of
what?
Over the
it
years
was just
there's
the
a few,
one,
but back in the day, the OG one, like there was the one.
How long do lions live?
Well, they live like 20, 30 years, I think, in captivity.
You're making that up.
No,
but
no,
I appreciate
no.
it. But I
no,
like I like you making it up. And fuck me for asking me that question, because I wouldn't know the answer. No matter what answer you told me, I wouldn't know it anyway.
You wouldn't know it anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, so.
I said it with enough confidence.
So I can respect that. I'll go with 20 to 30 years.
And,
that's right.
No, and the MGM Grand does. I remember going years ago, I don't know if they still have it, the lion exhibit there, where it's just the lions all quailuted out in the corner, just sad.
I know. My buddy Mike Olson, who's an old comics guy, he used to have a joke about that. The roar got weaker and weaker as the years went on. Like, roar. And it was kind of, and we put him up there like as a reminder, like, we'll make the movies, Lion. You sit in that fucking circle with that roar in the beginning. All right. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But that's amazing. All right, let's do it. Let's go down the strip of memory lane and who's going to hack and who's not.
Well, first one on the list, legendary spot, the Flamingo, made famous by Bugsy Siegel, of course.
Yes.
I'm just going to go just the number of rooms, too, because I got that info handy with this. I think that makes it look. There is 3,642 rooms available at the Flamingo.
All right.
Okay. So, and the theme there is Art Deco Miami. In case you've never been, it's a great spot.
I love the Flamingo.
I love the Flamingo too. It's literally like the oldest spot, so makes it a lot of fun. But I'm going, okay. Now they are owned by Caesars, but even if they were independent, I'm saying Flamingo. Yes, they pay the ransom.
That's tough. That's a tough one because they really are the old school mob kind of casino, like you were saying.
That's the thing. But here's the thing is it comes with a caveat. They'll pay it, but then they'll find the person.
Yeah. They'll love to give you the money and say, you just made the biggest mistake of your lives. Like one of those guys, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm talking to a dead man. There's always that scene as they're getting robbed.
Yeah.
Well, you boys fucked up now. Well, did you just call him Jim? All right, Jim, I got you.
I know.
So you're right. I'll agree with that. They'll pay it, but they're going to get you later and they'll get their money back within the week.
Yeah. Like with heavy interest on it. All right. Next up is the Sahara. 1,720 rooms owned by the Morello Group. It's unthemed. I would say it's desert themed. It's the fucking Sahara. We're in the middle of the fucking desert. Come on. You don't say unthemed. It's got a theme.
Right.
It just is the theme.
Unthemed. It kind of is unthemed, though. If you, it really is.
Yeah, it actually kind of looks like a shopping mall.
Yes.
And there's a great discount souvenir shop across the street where you can go get all your knickknacks to bring home and be like, oh, I have a I Heart Las Vegas mug or whatever. That's where you get all that stuff, right over there by the Sahara.
Is Sahara part of your Harris Properties? Are they part of that umbrella?
No. It's the Morello Group.
They're the Morello Group. Okay.
Which sounds like a serious front.
Yes, I know. I was going to say, I don't even know if hackers want to mess around with the Sahara. No one knows. Sahara is one of those weird casinos that are like, because usually any casino that's not making money for a month or two, that's it. They're destroyed and they're building up a new one. There is no respect for history there whatsoever in Vegas. They are building constantly. You're either making money or you're gone.
They tore down the fucking Stardust.
They
will tear down the most historic places, monuments.
It's like adapt or die out there. But which makes me even more terrified of the Sahara. How is the Sahara standing there? Because it hasn't had a guy in there since 1979.
Yeah,
fucking juiced up. That's how that place is, like the ones that stays quiet. Like, oh, they're the ones you really got to worry about. So I don't even think hackers even touch the Sahara.
No, and they're not paying. In fact,
right. They're not paying.
They're saying,
fuck you. What are you going to do to us? We don't have customers for us to sell anyway.
Yep. and not only that, like, interesting thing about this Sahara is, like, they're one of the William Hill locations. And, like, some casinos have their own sports books.
Yeah.
But for a lot of them, they just lease the area out to William Hill. And it's like the subcontracting deal. So that the Sahara is one of the William Hill locations. So it's like they're not even getting the sports gambling revenue necessarily. So that shows you that there's something serious going on. Like they're
just a front. They're renting out sports books. They're renting out machines and they're renting out whatever's going on in the back there.
Yeah, I don't want to. I need to go down there one of these weekends.
I'm talking myself into a nice stay at the Sahara next time I come to town. That's for sure.
All right. So we're going to keep it. By the way, it did open. Flamingo opened December 26, 1946. Famously, the rooms weren't available at the Flamingo when it first opened. It was just the casino. They had to stay at other hotels, which is kind of funny. And the Sahara was open October 7, 1952. Up next, another classic. I mean, we get to start with all the classics. That's what's fun about this, is the Tropicana, a.k.a. the Slopicana.
Yeah, the Slopicana.
All right.
Tucked over there in the corner, kind of by the Luxor and around the corner from the MGM, right? Adjacent to the MGM.
Yeah,
it's connected to the MGM.
Yep. MGM, although, New York,
yeah.
Excalibur, they're all right there. It's kind of the redheaded stepchild of that corner, that intersection.
Yes, it's connected somehow, but yet it's still not a direct walkway. Well, you have to go off the escalator and through the actual street. Like, what's going on over here? Like,
I haven't.
All right, you enter through the kitchen. They tell you, oh, you're coming from the Tropicana. You go around the back. You don't come in through the front.
The late great Louis Anderson had a residency mm-hmm. there forever, and up until he died, and like, I always thought that was very cool. Like
at the Tropicana?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich Little is there now, too, at the Laugh Factory. The Laugh Factory's inside the Tropicana.
Yeah,
last time I was there, I did a guest spot, and then we got to go meet him. We watched a show. It was like, 2 p.m. or whatever the hell it was. there's like nothing but 80-year-olds in there. And he's doing impressions of people that are long
dead. He's doing Johnny Carson, still.
Yeah, he's banging John Wayne, Johnny Carson, the deal. I mean, they're good,
He's
they're
the best.
They're good.
Yeah.
But they're dead. They're long dead. And then because he's so old and his audience is so old, then it just turns into like some pro Trump stuff and it gets away from him. But they love it, it's what they want to hear.
I mean, they came to hear someone do the voices they know and agree with them.
And talk some Republican breakfast hater to Fox News stuff and that's what they get. It's a good show, to be honest with you.
If my grandma was still alive, she'd be there.
Yeah. I met him afterwards, he was great.
Yeah, I can see him being really cool. I love how he played Johnny Carson in the Late Shift movie.
Yes. in Palm Springs on the phone.
That was some of the most genius casting of all time.
Yeah, giving Letterman advice.
Yeah. played by John Michael Higgins.
Yes. Great movie.
Great.
The Late Shift.
Yeah, you ever see that? Okay. Tropicana is owned by, there's 1,467 rooms, owned by the Bally's Corporation. It opened April 4th, 1957. I gotta say, dude, Tropicana not paying it, but they're also not like backing. They don't have the cachet they used to.
No, I think if anything, the hackers turned the Tropicana down.
Yes.
The Tropicana would love to volunteer their money. They would love to be, hey, put us in a paper. Yeah, take our.
Because it's looking like it's...
you know what? We're good. We think your money comes with those inkjets, those dye inkjets, like when you rob a bank, it explodes in your bag. Like yours is, because Tropicana has a smell to it anyway. It's just got that fucking orange carpet smell.
Oh, you want to go to like the real Tropicana, the one in Laughlin's almost even better.
Oh, yeah, well.
The lot, because it's the only one really across the street from the Riverwalk. So it's just up on the hill and it's green and it just looks like this haunted house up on the hill across the street from the river. Like, it's so funny. But the Tropicana Vegas is not going to be here much longer because it looks like more and more it's going to be the location of the new Oakland or the Las Vegas Athletics Stadium for MLB Stadium. So
that's right. Yeah, that's right. We're building the Vegas A's.
So. For the that's why the Tropicana for sure just doesn't even give it. Like, they're like, we're getting torn down. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. This is the classic. Like, if anything, I like to think the hackers are doing some hey, we're gonna do a dance-a-thon at the rec center to save the place kind of movie storyline. And it's like the hackers are actually just doing it to save the Tropicana. I think that would be the funniest possible situation.
Yeah, or they try to protest or try to stop the construction from happening, like tie themselves to the front, But they tie themselves on the wrong side and they're breaking ground on the other end of the park, like, oh no.
Okay. Next up, we have The Link, which opened in 1959, actually. 2,640 rooms, owned by Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Link, yes, they do pay it. And I'll tell you why. Because The Link, believe it or not, I just found this out recently when we had the crazy flooding and storms. The Link is actually like the city's like... It's basically got like the strip's like reserve, like storm drainage underneath it. And so they actually close it down during that because it floods the bottom levels of it essentially.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think they have enough, they're an infrastructure location.
Hmm.
Therefore, power players in town would make sure that things went smoothly there.
Power Players in Town, you're right. Owned by Caesars, who has the record of it for sure. But you're right. They are like the feeler. They're the first down back of the Caesars family. They like to soften up the defense. They put them out there. They're the feelers. So they speak for the company. You know, they speak for daddy. So they'll pay. You know, and then Caesars kind of looks over the shoulders like, okay, did you learn your lesson? Did you learn your lesson, Link? You don't put your information on LinkedIn, Link, okay? Because that's how they get how they get you. They go to LinkedIn, they get a number, and then they call the help desk, and they get all the passwords they need.
That's exactly what happened. That's what's
right. I know. So this is Caesars telling Link, okay, let's clean up our LinkedIn profiles, Link. So kind of like when like a kid gets in trouble and the parents want them to go to jail, like they want the cops to arrest them teach them a lesson.
Or it's like, you got to smoke this whole pack of cigarettes.
Right. Exactly. This is the only way you're gonna learn.
Only you got to learn to hate it. You got to drink the whole bottle of tequila. We're gonna, but yeah. I think, but also like because it's such a key part of the city's infrastructure with the flood storm drainage, I realize no one's gonna let that go down.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's too important because then it would fuck everybody else up. You know, everybody's got a vested interest in the link doing well. Yeah. And I just found out during the storm. I was kind of fascinated by that. All right, next up. And you know what's fun? Okay, all these so far have basically been on the strip, but some of them on the list are kind of just off the strip, but I'm still counting them because whatever. All right. Next up is Caesars. We've already covered it. Opened in 1966, 3,348 rooms. It is the Roman Empire. They paid it. We know they did.
Yeah, they paid it because that's what you do because they know what's insured.
Yeah,
I know they're not dumb. I mean, this is casino. The federal government has your back in this. You know, this isn't you versus some fucking cowboy out there who's got your wife tied up in the back. This is the federal. I mean, you're going to get your money back. Just fucking deal with it, and you don't want the publicity.
Lee Marvin from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance can't get you on this one.
Right.
I was like, what kind of deep cowboy pull can I do there?
I love that pull. I love it. It's for a certain niche audience, and I bet that niche audience is listening to this show.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's why wouldn't they? Okay, so next up, dude, we got a good one. This is one, maybe my favorite one on here. It was built October 18th, 1968. It's owned by Phil Ruffin. There's 3,770 rooms. That, of course, is Circus.
Yes.
You go first on this one.
Well, Circus is, I mean, it's a big punchline when you go out in Vegas. You get bad weather. If you get stuck there, you get robbed. You're like, okay, I guess I'm here. I guess I'm staying at Circus for the week, you know? Like, if something bad goes out, if you're at Circus, something bad happened during the middle of the trip. Oh. You never go out there with the Circus intentions.
No.
But you wind up there. And I love Circus. I don't even talk shit on it. But, like, that's where you, you know, you wind up there.
I'll say this. They're, like, celebrity, bar there. Like, it's like a lot of places, certain places have their celebrity bar. Sometimes it's like a Wolfgang Puck's, but sometimes it's like, you know, Danny McBride's or something, you know, like stuff like that. He doesn't have one, but you know what I'm saying? But the one at fucking Circus is Vince Neil's bar.
Yes, it's Neil.
And it's
he had that show at Rio. Didn't he have a place at Rio and got moved there?
But like, I love how the Circus literally has a bar by a rock star who killed a guy in a DUI accident.
Well, that's what's more rock star than that?
I mean, it's true, too.
Than killing someone in a DUI and then getting off for it. Like, oh, man.
I think he did, like, some probation.
Oh, yeah. He got 18 months probation. It was fucking nothing. And he had to, you know. Do a concert for his family or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But will they pay?
No fucking
pay,
way.
But I was gonna say if they do, they'll give you for. I mean, they're gonna ask for a loan. They're gonna ask for. I mean, they're gonna need help with the payment, and they might even somehow get these cyber terrorists to help them out in the payment. They don't have it.
I
can't give you what I don't have.
I feel like there's no fucking way they pay. If anything, there's like the amusement park, like fun dome thing in the back or whatever. I forget.
Yeah.
If anything, they'll just give them that. Like they'll give them a piece of the land. because it is a very big property, and it's one of the last. It's really the last.
Yes, like
one
no, of the and last. It's great location too. It's in the strip there in the back there. You know what I mean?
And it's in like the area that they're just tearing down right now.
Yes,
everything for like because like they tore down the Stardust and Frontier next, like just down from there, and that's where they're putting. They put Resorts World now. The Fontaine Blues opening up right there. The Strat's having a major kind of renovation thing right now, where they're putting in like a big Topgolf rival. Like a golf center. It's going to be fun, dude. And we'll be able to play there because I have a hookup there. So for that.
All right. Yeah. Love that. So ship it.
All right. Yeah. But circus, I'm saying no way.
No way. I say a little bit, but in a payment plan system.
And honestly, here's the fun thing about circus, just if you are in town, especially if you're someone who likes psychedelics, they do just have that random circus show that starts like every hour that goes like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's very Hunter S. Thompson, Fear and Loathing-ish, you know, where they're going and just tripping and seeing like midgets and fucking us, you know, barkers yelling at you and shit. Like it's got that vibe to it, which is great. I love it. That's what I want.
Last time I was there, I got pretty hammered. I just looked up. I forgot there was a fucking guy on the trapeze. Just randomly in the middle of the casino.
Right. And you don't get that in the strippiest area.
No.
You only get that downtown.
Yep. All right. So next up, built July 2nd, 1973. And that would be Harrah's. Now, they are owned by Caesars. Mm. 2,677 rooms. I'm saying yes. On Harrah's, they're paying
Harrah's knows the deal. They know how. I mean, they're like I said, they're the Harrah's properties owned by Caesars. They're the kings of the reward points that all come together. You know, you get yourself a diamond member, and they treat you right. They know what to do. They're the kind like we're saying, the mob earlier who are getting robbed, once they're getting robbed, they know the protocols. You know what I mean? They're like, okay, hey, I was you at one point doing this at your age. You know, good for you trying to get a leg up in this world. I'm gonna kill you later, but good for you. You know.
Okay, this is gonna be the first Sopranos reference of the episode. But I feel like Harrah's. Would be like Feach LaManna to Tony and Jackie Aprile on The Sopranos, where it's like when they robbed his card games as kids, they got a pass and moved up. Harrah's would do that for you. It's like, hey, you're now like a made guy.
Right.
Because you were able to outfox us.
But one of you and your crew will get killed.
Yeah, somebody's going down for it.
Yeah. So go ahead and toss us your least favorite guy in your crew, because we're going to kill him. Yeah. That's the tax, you know? What can we do?
Sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. I tried. There's nothing we can do.
Right. This comes from above. Listen, it's not even about me, so.
All right, next up, dude, is, okay, some of these I forget even exist. And that's what's fun about this is the horseshoe.
Oh, yeah. Another Harrah's. That's Pinions. That's fucking, I mean, that's old school. That's the original poker casinos. Yep. They also know about a robbery. They know what it comes in. They'll pocket robberies.
Well, and they're also owned by Caesars now, like old Harrah's property now owned by Caesars. And yeah, I'm with you. Like, because I forgot they were still around. It's like, oh, yeah, dude. Like, they know the game. They know the score. See, like a lot of these old school ones, they're gonna pay. I think we get into the newer spots.
Yeah, they're gonna pay. They're gonna pay. But also, some of them might not be worth their time because they're still the old school casinos / hotels that allow you to check in under an alias. Back when like the way you're supposed to check into Vegas. You know, you're not supposed to use real names and have credit cards and anything on file. All the new shit, everything's on file. You can't lie anymore, you know. It's ridiculous. They know who you are before you even show up. These casinos, like, okay, Mr. Incognito, Mr. Newsome, you know, wink, wink, your regular suite's there, and I know not to mention anything in front of your wife, that kind of shit, you know. So there's no real information these hackers can get out of it because they know how to keep a secret, you know what I mean?
Dude, 100%. That's why, like, I'm not even covering downtown on this because, like, the El Cortez, there's no fucking way. Like, they know how to play. Dude, they are dialed in.
Yes. I mean, they got $10 craps tables. What the fuck do you think they're going to do?
There's a reason why the cooler with Alec Baldwin and William H. Macy set there, dude. Like, that place definitely is still mob run, like 100%.
Absolutely.
There's still wise guys walking around the floor there.
I love the El Cortez.
I love it too, dude.
Mate, put that on the record.
Dude.
I love the El Cortez.
I love it. It's one of my favorite spots. I love how like low the ceilings are in there. Yeah. Walking around.
Everything about it, man. It's gambling conducive. Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so next up. Dude, this has only got 152 rooms, built in 1978. The Casino Royale Hotel and Casino.
I know. The Casino Royale, every time I see it, and the fact that you just said it has 152 rooms makes me laugh because I never thought it was real to begin with. I still don't think it's real.
It looks like a set. I've
never stepped inside of it. Yeah, it looks fucking fake, dude. It looks like it looks like a stock photo of a casino you would do. Yeah. Like if you were doing like the TV show Las Vegas that was on NBC with Molly Sims and all that and James Caan. Like they would show those things before they went to their studio in LA to shoot the actual show. Like here we are in Vegas. Like that's not a real casino. What the fuck is that?
I think it looks like an AI rendering of like architecture plans for if you
right. Yeah.
Until like Peter, an AI,
yeah, Mr. Brady drew up those.
Yeah, schemes. Yeah. AI have the Brady guy with AIDS draw up the fucking casino, and that's what you get, dude.
Right.
So yeah, I don't. One thing I do not think 152 rooms. I mean, that's why part of the reason why I named this room sizes because you get the idea of the scope on some of these, and there's just no way.
How do they get away with that 152 rooms? Are they all suites or something? What's going on over there? There's no way.
There's no way. Honestly, I think it's for people whose credit cards got rejected everywhere else.
It's basically just for lost luggage.
Yeah. Yeah,
storage in there. You know, all right, we'll store it in dude, there, but you can't okay. stay.
It's basically the hotel equivalent of one of those bowling alley lockers where people do shady drug deals.
Right.
The 152 rooms are just there. And people come and go. And the keys float around. They're not even checking. They're not even checking people in anymore.
That's amazing.
All right. Next up is the by the way, it's owned by dude Casino Royale. Most of these are owned by Tom Ilardi. I gotta look this guy up. I gotta find out what the Tom Ilardi story is.
Tom Ilardi, what else is he on? Just that?
Just that. That's all. Well, so far, that's the only name I've seen him on here. So.
Oh my god!
All right, next up, similar vibe. Actually, like kind of just down the street from him there. They're pretty close from the Casino Royale, but 188 rooms. Built March 2nd, 1979, right before my birthday. I was born March 14th, 79. Caesars Entertainment owns the spot, the Cromwell.
The Cromwell, and, yeah, very similar to that.
Yeah,
but it is Caesars owned. Yes,
but it is Caesars owned, and like the Cromwell at least looks like an old like mob prohibition club.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying just because it looks like a place where like Al Capone hung out at.
Yeah. Yeah.
That even though they're small, they're mighty, they know how to play ball. And I mean, yeah, once again, it's owned right. by Caesars, but like the Cromwell, like, and look up the pictures of the Cromwell because it really is cool. Like,
I'm looking up Tom Ilardi right now, by the way. He owned the Frontier Casino.
Oh, dude, that was the first one I ever stayed at when I came.
Yeah.
Part.
But then that's it. And contract's up in 2025, but they are not closing, they say.
Okay.
All right, what's the next one you said? Cromwell?
Yeah, the Cromwell. Owned by Caesars. Yeah, this one, dude, like, it's got the really cool look to it, mm-hmm. dude.
And it's like, got the old school, like, pink patio furniture, flamingo-esque, you know?
Well, and the whole point of it is like, it actually is like a boutique kind of hotel, because, you know, that's
yes,
why Caesars...
boutique. That's a great way to call that thing, yes.
I'm just reading the caption of it.
Oh, they describe themselves as a boutique. I was just going to say, that's pretty good.
But no, it is. It's the kind of place that's catering to a very small, exclusive clientele.
Yeah, chandeliers, fancy bathrooms, that kind of thing.
The Amex Black Crowd. You know, like, mm-hmm. this is the kind of spot where, like big-timers actually come gamble because they don't want to be around all the hubbub.
Right. They want to get away. They don't want to be there. They're not trying to shyster anything.
When Charles Barkley comes and drops, you know, $400,000 at tables, he doesn't...
Yes.
He doesn't... show up in the middle of the win, you know?
No. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't go to the win. He's not playing those idiots. You see those idiots over. One time I was playing, it was actually before the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl was out there, and then I was playing poker in the win that night, and I saw Ezekiel Elliott playing craps by himself, and it was like a high limit roped off, but like, you know, 2-3 in the morning, whatever. And at the win. So everyone saw him, but it was all roped off, but he's just playing craps by himself, which is a weird thing to do. to play craps by yourself.
Yeah.
And then I was pretty drunk coming back from our poker. I said, hey, Zeke, you know, I had Eagle shit on too. I'm like, hey, man, you know, you totally got fucked on that whole rape thing, I think, man. And I'm an Eagles fan. He's like, yeah, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. My point is that's why you don't go to the Wynn if you're a celebrity. No. You're gonna have idiots like me saying you got hosed on that whole rape deal.
Dude, Sean and Kramer were there one time and saw Tyreek Hill playing No Craps Craps,
yes.
It's a fucking it's a sucker's table is what it is.
Yeah, of course. It's terrible.
I mean, most of them are kind of sucker's table, but this one really just is like just a shameless fucking gouge.
Right.
Like, just gutting you, dude, with the percentage.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Dude, they saw Tyreek Hill there playing No Craps Craps, and it's like, oh, do we got to fade him this year? Is he that stupid? Is he going to pick up a new offense?
Right.
Last year, it's like, is he smart enough to be? Well, he did pick up the new offense, but it's like one of those things. Is he so stupid? You know, do we got to like pay attention to this?
That's hilarious. Or is he that dumb that he's that we got to follow him because he's obviously just luck boxing his way through life and he just fucking overcomes the stuff. He's playing triple zero roulette and he's binking numbers. I mean, this guy is so he's obviously blessed.
There's some people like I see in my life day to day where I'm like, how do they even like pay their cell phone bill?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, how do you walk out of the house? How do things work for you?
Like, how are you able to function in society at all? Like,
right.
I don't get it. Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm doing a great bang up job over
no,
here.
No, but sure. But like, it's like, yeah, I'm like, you know, you're like a pug in the woods. Like, how do you survive? Oh man, that's amazing.
I need to turn the light on there. I was getting a little.
Yeah, no, let's go. We gotta read these casinos. Okay, these casinos. What's the next one?
We only got it. Not too many left. All right.
Yeah, how many we got left here?
Oh, handful.
Then we gotta go downtown. Then we go to Laughlin. Then we go to Barstow.
Yeah, no. Next up is the Mirage, owned by Hard Rock International. 3,044 rooms open. Hey, here's funny. November 22nd, 1989. They're like, how do we commemorate the 26th anniversary of the JFK assassination? Let's open the Mirage.
The Mirage.
Just
absolutely.
Like the second shooter on the grassy knoll, you know,
right.
Was a Mirage.
Another conspiracy.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
okay.
It was all a Mirage. Now, did they have Siegfried and Roy? That's where they were at? Or were they at Treasure Island? They were one of the encores.
I think they were at the Mirage. Yeah.
They were at the Mirage.
I think they were originally at the Stardust. And then they...
Yes.
And then they
went. Right. But then they went there, and that's where they had the big...
that's where he got eaten.
Well, of course. Yeah, that line didn't last 20, 30 years, that's for sure. Not after that. His life expectancy went shorter. Okay. But they have the aquarium there and shit like that, the Mirage, I believe. Yeah.
And then, well, they have the volcano. That's the coolest thing about the Mirage.
Okay.
They have the volcano up front, which it's being torn down for the new Hard Rock. So
yeah, I was just going to say, this is shit that was cool when it came out, but like Vegas, your expectancy is about 18 months. And
so
then all of a sudden you're not cool.
It's
anymore.
Being torn down for the new Hard Rock. So I'm saying no, they wouldn't pay it because they're going to fucking demo it soon anyway.
Right. They're like an old man on their way out. Like, fuck you. Like, you ever see like those old announcers that got canceled by saying, you know, like, I'm not changing my life for you. Who gives a shit? Cancel me. What do I care? I'm 75. I'm retiring.
It's the classic. You can't fire me. I quit.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I would love it. I would love for you to come try to take my money.
Okay. Next up, we got Excalibur. 4,032 rooms. Jesus, it's fucking huge.
Yeah, Excalibur's shockingly popular to me.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the prices going on? I'm like, are they giving away rooms or something? Like, so like, it looks so outdated. It's got the most ridiculous looking wizards and shit outside the castle. The theme seemed outdated when it came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you look at it, like, who the fuck is going to the Excalibur? And like, I look at the prices, they're like normal prices,
and
it's packed.
They're fucking up too, man. They should be hosting like the world's largest Dungeons and Dragons gathering every
year.
Yeah,
like, I know. They don't even lean into it.
They don't lean into it at all.
It's right.
So, dude, let me take over like operation, like entertainment operations there. I'm bringing in all the D&D heads. I'm doing a Game of Thrones convention, all that Lord of the Rings people. I'm bringing them to where they want to be nerds, dude. Like, this is, I also love the South Park where they go to Excalibur to get like the mystery solved of like these rune stones of like a turn, like right. Asking the cocktail waitresses, like, I just work here. Oh, wait, what, you got one of those? But yeah, so I'm saying Excalibur. No, they're not. There's yeah. They're too stupid.
Yeah, I say they're not paying it, and they're going to try to solve the crime too. Like, yeah, I feel like they. I feel like they think they can, like, you know, they're actual wizards and stuff.
Yeah,
I think they can actually figure things out, and they rule over the strip. You know, like, we protect our brothers and sisters here in Vegas.
I legit think they would have like a council of wizards have a meeting.
Yes. Well, let's bring it to the sanctuary of the council. We say no, and we give you a spell.
All right. So next up, we got another MGM property, the Luxor, 4,407 rooms, October 15th, 93. And once again, it kind of a dated idea when it came out. Fucking ancient, right. Like a pyramid. Like, it's
the pyramid with the light up top, which is actually getting dwarfed by the sphere now. Like, yeah, you're not even a cool shape anymore.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, I don't get it. Can you slide down it? Like, if you try to kill yourself, is that what it's for? So you can't go all the way down? Yeah, you jump out the window and then you slide. All right, I guess that wasn't that bad. Yeah. and then Chris Angel was always there. Yeah, I can see the Luxor just thinking you can't get into it, so there's just no way.
I've been in a room there before, my friend was saying that, and like, it's weird how the rooms are like angled, overlooking.
Yes.
Like
even the floor, you can sense the angle triangling on you. Like,
yeah,
walk in the casino floor. I do not like the Luxor. I don't like being inside there.
Yeah,
it's very claustrophobic.
So yeah, they don't have their shit together, so there's no fucking way they're paying.
Right. They don't even know. They're going to ask you, though, how'd you get information, and how can we get into our accounts? Because we've been trying to get into our accounts for months now.
Hey, yeah. 100%. They do not have their own passwords.
Right. Exactly. Can you do us a favor? Just give us the one you're done with it. Take whatever you want, but then reset the passwords for us.
Okay. Next up, built October 27th, 1993, Treasure Island. One of my favorites. I love Treasure Island as far as like the hokey tourist spots. It's not just the pirate thing with the ships. You can actually get married on the pirate ship out front there.
Really?
A buddy of mine at work, his sister just got married out there, which is pretty funny. But dude, here they have free parking there, which, dude, on the strip, next level, and it gives them fucking business because of it. They're smart. Locals will actually go there.
I know. Because other casinos are starting to charge now. They didn't all be there, but now that they are, like Venetian, MGM, like that, which is insane. They used to give you a chance to walk in and lose money. Now you're losing money before you even step in there. Like they're letting you know off the bat. Like, we are putting a ski mask on and a gun, and we are robbing you blind with every fucking chance we get.
And another thing I like about Treasure Island is their sports book, actually, because, dude, it's got like a really cool like sports bar, like restaurant, like built into it.
Yes. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So it's a very
like themed. It's like themed restaurant-y, but it's in a good casino way.
Yeah. Yeah. Owned by Phil Ruffin, same guy that owns Circus Circus. But I'm saying, even though, okay, same owner, and I said no on Circus Circus, yes, Treasure Island's paying.
Yes, on Treasure Island, because they like to be part of the game. You know what I mean? They don't like to be left out. They don't want to bother any. They certainly don't want to cause any ruffles, and they don't want any bad press. They like to get along. They don't like to rock the boat.
Nope.
You know?
They're going with the program.
They are. I like Treasure Island.
Next up is the MGM. It was built December 18th, 93. 6,852 rooms. Jesus Christ.
The fucking rooms in there are... It's a zoo. Like I said, I feel bad for the employees, but I'm happy the MGM is getting taken down. I hate this property. I hate their hotel. It's a zoo. Anytime you go up there drunk from a night, you can't... You better have left breadcrumbs and have 8 different photographs of where you're going. It's a maze, those guys. Goddamn rooms.
So it was like in May, friend of the program Brendan Walsh was in town, and I went up and met with him over there, and we got fucked up and went to Cirque du Soleil. he was able to score us some free tickets for it and stuff, and we got like the big souvenir like tourist drinks, just acting like assholes, just kind of like him. But dude, it's just so fucking huge, because I've gone there a couple times, like in the last, to see Nate and stuff, our friend Nate Craig perform,
right.
And like, dude, like, I get lost. I don't get lost in casinos, but I get lost in MGM. It's just too fucking big, dude.
It's too big, and you certainly don't get lost getting in, but you'll get you lost getting out.
Dude.
They have those walkways that go in, those electric walkways. There's none heading out, but they spit you out in a different angle, and like, it's crazy.
And like, one time I went to go see Nate, they comped me, and it got me comped on the show and everything, and like, and gave me a shitload of drink tickets and stuff from the, like,
yeah.
dude, it cost me, I was only there for a few, like 3 hours, four hours tops. Dude, right. It was like, it cost me like $60 to park, dude.
Fucking, $60 to park.
And I'm like,
dude.
Okay, well, I'm like, everything was comp, so fuck, I don't mind. But like, Jesus, like, it's ridiculous.
They will get you somehow, somewhere.
They will, So hey, once again, we're glad they are some of the, we're talking about people that will gouge you. They're some of the biggest gougers. So like the Johnny Rockets there, you're paying $25 for a burger and fries.
It's
like,
insane. It's absolutely insane. There's a thing that went viral, a pizza. It was just a regular piece of shit pizza. It was $58. Like what are you doing?
And it's like, you know, if you don't gouge people here so hard, they'll gamble more, and they'll
gambling.
Like
they at least used to give you the illusion that you had a chance, that you weren't going to lose.
They'd be like, hey, here's a $5 steak and lobster, because we know you're going to fucking get your ass kicked at our tables. The mob used to run it so much better. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Yes, they do. And they still think they're part of the mob. So that's why I'm glad MGM's doing every dumb move right now and getting fleeced.
Okay, next up is the Strat. Owned by Golden Entertainment, which owns a lot of local bars and a couple of other local casinos. 2,427 rooms, opened April 30th, 1996. I got to say, no fucking way.
Yeah, there's no way they pay, and they would love to fight you.
Yes.
I mean, violence happens at the Strat.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll like, you know, I know this on good information, but more people jump off that thing than they let anyone know.
They have the ride there, you know, the bungee cord thing, which I've done before. But there's been people behind me lined up. I'm good. I don't need the hookup. I'm set. I'll pay you. Sure. Here's the money, but I'm good.
I'll pay you extra. I don't need this. Right. I don't need any money anymore.
Yeah, I don't need the tour guide anymore. This is my final out. Okay. it gets violent over there, distracts. It's in that weird area, right where the strip ends and right before the art district begins there.
Yeah,
and there's a seedy in between there.
You know, there's a wise guys down there right now.
The wise guys in the arts district, and they're actually building a new one. But
that's what I heard.
MGM, yeah, that should be open. Supposed to be opening next week or something like that. But that being said, and there's also a comedy club in the Strat, which I've done.
Yeah,
which is up top there, and. Which is fine. I'm not saying that, but once you get done that, and then you start walking around in that area, watch out.
Oh, I mean, okay. I drive over there constantly because I work right by there and stuff. Yeah. And
LA Comedy Club, by the way, is named a comedy club inside the Strat, which is hilarious. And it's called the LA. They just have the name. So there's a lot of clubs out here that want to be called the LA Comedy Club, but they can't. Like, and they're always like, "Who the fuck is the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas?" I'm like, I know those people. They're hilarious. They took that name just to fuck you over.
One thing about the Strat, if you're going near the Strat, got to get the sandwich in the Strat Cafe. It's a braised pot roast on an onion bun. With cheddar and horseradish and caramelized onions. It's one of the best fucking sandwiches I've had in the city. So if you and it's only like $2 extra for the truffle fries. So the Strat is pretty ghetto, but they do hook it up. They don't gouge you as hard as these other spots.
Yeah. Now, where's that sandwich at in the Strat?
The Strat Cafe.
In the Strat Cafe. Okay.
Yeah. It is amazing. All right.
All right.
Next up on our list was opened June 21st, 1996. Owned by MGM, it's the Park MGM. Basically what we said about the MGM, this is its shitty JV knockoff.
But I hate the Park MGM, right? I hate how they think they're such big, they'll just have a name. They don't even rename it anything fun. They just call it that. Like, it's an offshoot of it. They have the damn, it confuses me when I take the goddamn trolley, something, a train, whatever, and it brings me to the park. I'm like, wait, what the hell is this? Oh, this is the Park MGM. Like, I thought I said MGM. Great. I'm fucking all the way across the way. I just want to go to the hockey game. And it's everything's just confusing about it. And I hate it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, honestly, it looks like it could be just the parking structure for the MGM.
Right.
Park MGM. Yeah. Shop MGM. Do this MGM. Yeah. Fuck them.
It's like a guest house. It's like three blocks over. Like, okay, well, we got the property. But yeah, but it's not connected to it.
Yeah.
I know, but we own it over there. Yeah. Well, I don't want to go there. So.
Park MGM is like the timeshare of Vegas.
Right. Absolutely. It's a timeshare. So I hope they hack that shit and take it over and make it something real.
Okay. 3,002 rooms there. Jesus Christ. There's 3,000 fucking rooms. Oh. All right. New York is next. 2,024 rooms, opened January 3rd, 1997, owned by MGM. Yeah, I'm saying no, New York. They're not coming up with it. I feel like the as we get into these newer spots, they don't have the charm.
They don't.
Like, these are like, okay, New York's a perfect example of what I call the Disneyland era of Vegas, where all those spots that were opening up during this time were trying to be like Disney. It's literally got roller coasters all around the front.
Right. I mean, got roller coasters. Everything's corporate. You can't talk to, you can't get a human answer anywhere in these places. I mean, they have all been trained and taught that this is going to be a certain way. This is a certain way. This is our policy. This is our, there's no flexing of anything. It's sucked all the life out of Vegas on that show.
It's okay. Once again, bring up the Sopranos. Remember when they go to shake down like a Jamba Juice?
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, it's got to go through corporate. We can't just pay you out of the register. It's like, and it's like, and the wise guys realize, like, oh, dude, it's a new era. Well, that's the New York. Like, it's just such corporate bullshit. They wouldn't even, like, the people would be too stupid to realize they're about to get murdered in a fucking robbery.
Right. They're dumb. And they're just like, what else can I get you?
Like, they wouldn't understand being extorted at all. Like, they're just too, it's, too many middle managers running around with their fucking cell phone holsters.
Speaking of which, I always, after a bad trip to Vegas, I always wanted the commandeer the plane and then like 9/11 style and fly it into the Twin Towers in New York, and trying to end our trip that way.
You know what? I kind of just want to crash a drone in.
Yeah, I'm savvy hilarious. Enough time has passed, right?
I mean, come on, I'm not hurting anybody.
My girlfriend wasn't even born back then. Crying out loud.
It's like, hey, man, the drone doesn't even have a pilot, man. There's no
right. Absolutely. You can't take that.
Come on, man. I didn't even need a box cutter for this one. All right. Next up, we got the Bellagio. The water fountains, 3,950 rooms, opened October 15th, 1998, owned by MGM. However, I think the Bellagio has enough wits to say yes and take care of it.
Sure. I mean, hell, they've been robbed twice by George Clooney.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
With George Clooney,
and like,
Brad
and
Pitt.
They'll get him years later when they come out of jail. You know, they know that'll come back at the end. You know what I mean? Just go with the flow. Whatever you say, we go with the policy, and then we get it later on. We got a $19 million water fountain, for God's sakes. We're not going to fucking argue over some teenagers in their hot pockets.
Exactly. Yeah. They're literally the reason for the drought of Lake Mead. So they're doing what they fucking want to do. All right. Next up, we got the Mandalay Bay, also owned by MGM, opened March 2nd, 1999. 3,309 rooms. This is a tough one for me. You go first, because I got to kind of...
Mandalay Bay?
Yeah.
Well, I would say a lot of the thing with the paying off these hackers is you don't want the publicity. You don't want the publicity of even getting robbed of anything. You know, I know when it happened downtown with the Palms, or not the Palms Circuit, all them, when they, because a lot of it is that they looked very dumb with, like, because they did it with a phone call and had money delivered to them. That's a lot of stuff isn't happening over the phone. And the biggest part where they want to avoid it is because of bad publicity. Now, Mandalay Bay, go ahead.
Yeah, tough to get worse publicity than they
had. I was going to say, tough to get worse publicity than they had a year ago or so when a man opened fire and come to the corner of the suites into a country music festival and took out hundreds and hundreds of people, one of the worst mass shootings of all time. I remember I was staying there and I complained about the noise. I wanted a free room. I'm like, there's been some loud ruckus going on that 43rd floor. I don't know if you want to check that out. I did not get a discount. But
the 43rd floor, also the floor Eric Clapton's kid fell out of. Just, you know, trying to tie it together.
Tie it together. The old classic joke of difference between a bag of Coke and Clapton's baby. That Clapton wouldn't let a bag of Coke fall out of a window. That's for sure. But the thing is, yeah, it's hard to get more publicity than that mass shooting.
There's 43 stories why he's a bad father.
It was a great time to get a room at since then, for the middle of, but that's when something you could get discounts after that.
Dude, okay, I've actually, a couple years ago, I went and saw a Nirvana cover band, Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins cover band at the House of Blues there. And I've seen Smashing Pumpkins before.
Yeah.
And I got to say, the cover band was better than
that. No, I bet they were better. Billy Corgan doesn't take that shit seriously.
He doesn't. Yeah, and like,
right. I'd much rather see a cover band.
The guy playing Billy Corgan cared so much more than Billy Corgan. And I saw them in like the peak of Pumpkins, like 94 or whatever. Still, he didn't give a shit. He was fucking tuned out. Yeah, so yeah, I say Mandalay Bay. Yes, they're paying.
They're paying everything. They can't afford anything.
No, they can't afford any more
bad publicity. Right.
Next up, we got the Venetian, 4,049 rooms, owned by Apollo Global Management. I love the Venetian. Sean and Kramer are always staying there when they're in town, so I go down there and hang out with them.
Great spa, gondolas, the whole thing.
Yeah, dude. So I think, yes, they are paying. Just almost, it's more of like the Merchant of Venice type vibes, where like there's going to be a Shakespearean twist ending for whoever fucking tries to get over on the Venetian. You don't fuck with the Venetians. This is like some, the this goes back to like the Medici clan of the medieval Europe. Like it's some serious shit, dude.
Yeah, things will go bad for you. I mean, but that's what happens. You'll get those Italian spells on you, and like things you'll get twisted up to mess with the Venetian. But they will pay. But you'll pay in the end.
Now, next up, we have also opened in 1999, 2,916 rooms, Paris. Okay. Mm. I'm saying no. Just like World War II, they would lay down. That Eiffel Tower is not a tower of strength. It's a tower of tower.
It is a symbolic tower. They will bend over. No kidding. They have no loyalty whatsoever. No. And you know what? They'd be happy. They'd be happy to give dumb Americans information up too. Because you can the people that go there, you think are the way is how I envision at least American tourists in Paris, like drinking long fucking tube, fucking like flutes of frozen drinks, going, "We in Paris." Right, screaming shit. Where's your croissant? They would love to give your information up. So they aren't paying nothing. They hope you get hacked.
And they also don't want to do anything to interfere with their Jerry Lewis Film Festival.
Right.
All right. Next up, Planet Hollywood. We're going to run through these quick. Okay. Owned by Caesars. I'm saying no on Planet Hollywood because when you have to have like go-go dancers as your blackjack dealers and you're trying to have people wear too many hats, you don't have enough competency to make it happen.
Yeah, it's weird. The go-go dancer dealers are weird. It just seems like it's in the middle. Like they don't belong there. They don't look like this is what this is with our hook. We went with it. We can't change now.
I like that. I want a dealer like that guy that Joe Pesci berates in Casino.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just a fucking ugly old man. Like, I want a guy who I need a guy who looks like he's doing worse than me, taking my money.
Right, and if I want a hot woman to steal my money, which should let me do it at a strip club like a normal person, crying out loud.
Yeah.
Let her be on my lap.
Yeah, no, that's just not fair. So, Planet Hollywood, no. That is where I do my FFPC draft every year, though. Okay, next up, we got the Wynn. Steve Wynn, publicity hound.
Absolutely not yet. There's no way he'll pay. There's no way he won't pay.
He's for sure paying.
Taken care of. He's all about hospitality, getting the Swedish rub downs. You know,
he pays
off women nonstop for all sexual assaults.
Yep.
So he's definitely paying off these hackers because he knows he's right. He should.
Yeah, and he's probably also giving him like, hey, come play my $500 golf course.
Yeah, cost of living in Vegas. That's how it is. I scratch yours, you scratch mine.
All right, next up we have the Palazzo, which is kind of offshoot of the Venetian. Right. They're connected. We already said the Venetian would pay. The Palazzo, like, I think the Palazzo is like the grimier Sicilian version of the Venetian.
I'm never sure what goes on at the Palazzo. Is it its own, like, castle?
They don't have it in there anymore, but there is this, like, this, like, Asian-infused, like, Asian, like, steakhouse kind of spot that mm-hmm. I went to with Sean and Ryan and a bunch of the other writers from SGP. And like, dude, we got this like one of those tomahawk steaks, but they served it in a, they put it on a bowl with like creme fraiche and like this like big kimchi pan, like potato pancake. It was the one of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life there.
Wow.
And that chef is supposed to be opening a new spot there, and I can't wait when he does, because that it's next level shit. So yeah, mm-hmm. so the Palazzo for sure, making it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, I've been waiting for this one. This is because we're getting to the newer ones. You know, we're almost to the end now. Trump International Hotel.
Trump International. They'll say, they'll probably tell them they paid, make a big statement out of it. But then when they dig through the books, the money's just not there.
Yeah, it's you know? It's just I paid the most. I paid more than anybody. Everybody's valuable to me. I'm the biggest payer in the paying world.
And then you have blackjack dealers like, I haven't been paid in 4 months. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're paying these hackers with.
Yeah.
They'll pay it out of their tip jar.
There's some Guatemalan housekeeper that's just like getting paid in like fucking like chips.
Right.
And they don't even have a casino there.
No. It's amazing.
So yeah, like
they just have the name there.
They just have the name. Yeah.
All right.
But you know, it says the owner is Phil Ruffin, Hilton Grand Vacations, and the Trump Organization. Interesting.
Oh yeah, he doesn't own any of that shit. He just rents out the name.
It's the naming rights, yeah. So okay, next up is the Encore. Well, the Encore is a part of the Wynn.
Encore is the Wynn.
So we've already covered that. Next up is City Center, which MGM owns. Look, it's basically Park MGM.
What a shitty ass name that is, too. Yeah. Park MGM, City Center.
Yeah.
Go to hell, MGM.
I
hate all of your properties.
Yeah, and another 6,790 rooms. Just
unbelievable. What is going on with them?
Dude, when you start like doing the math, like they have a decent percentage of the rooms in the city.
Right.
Like just because they're so much bigger. All right. Next up, also owned by MGM. Jesus fucking Christ. 3,027, the Cosmo. Once again, now another place with go-go dancer.
Yeah, they're more known for their dumb commercials than anything. They didn't even have a poker room, or they didn't have a sports book, right?
I don't think they have a sports book.
Fuck Cosmo. It's like if a martini was a casino, that's what the Cosmo is. It's a Cosmo.
No, not like a good martini, too, like an apple teeny.
Right, an apple teeny. And it's absolute shit. You're like, what are we even doing here? Oh, just to be seen. Great. This is fun.
Yeah. Okay, and then we're basically down to the end of the list now, because there's one that's still open, and then there's two on this list that haven't opened yet. So that's gonna be fun, because I get to talk about it real quick. But next up, Resorts World. Resorts World, I'm saying no, they don't pay, because it's like, what are they? Are they a Hilton? Are they a Crockford's? Or it's supposed to be this huge thing. They're also a non-smoking casino. I don't care if you're a smoker, you're non-smoker. You have to allow smoking in casinos. This is just
you have to allow smoking in casinos, especially with their air infiltration system. There's the way they're venting in there is better than the outside world.
Yeah,
what they suck up those air things. And like, I hate Resorts World just for exactly the things you're saying. What are you? You guys think you're some family park, but yet they charge you like you're in Disney World too. Like for speaking of which, for parking, their food court, everything is fucking outrageous.
That place sucks. It's one of the few places I have on my blacklist that I will never go to. Never go to because it's on the side of the old Stardust, which was my favorite place of all time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys tore down the Stardust for this.
For that. And it's like it's like some awful, like it's like a futuristic college campus or something. It's just gross.
It looks like something that Amazon would build.
Right. That's what it looks like. It looks like everyone works there and lives there.
Yeah.
Like one of those things. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, okay, we have your condos for you.
It's like, yeah. It's, you know that movie Snowpiercer? It's like the casino version of that train.
Right.
And it's the people that eat roach bars on the bottom, and it's all the way up to Ed Harris on the top floor, if you can make it that far. Okay, so then that's all of them. But there's two more on the list here. One is the Fontainebleau. Okay. Are you familiar with the Fontainebleau?
No, tell me about the Fontainebleau.
Bro, okay, it's supposed to open December 13th, 2023. I wouldn't put a firm date on that because it's supposed to open like in 2007.
I've seen signs for it when I was last down there.
Over
for sure.
Okay, so like it was like supposed to open originally in 2007, and there's just been a series of delays and different people buying it and then not doing anything with it. And then right when it's about to get going, COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then like construction started going up on it, because I drive by it almost every day. So I'll look.
Is it by the Westgate or something over there?
Yeah. It's right overhead by the Westgate. Yeah.
Right.
And so dude, you'll see you look and like for months the cranes won't be moving, and then you'll see them moving around a little. Well, just a couple months ago, there was a huge fire on the roof there. So whatever date they have, I guarantee you that thing is not fucking opening December 13th. It's not opening this year. There's no fucking way. And because of the shit show that this like fucking 20-year project of it being built is, there's no way they will have money to pay anything.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I do remember going by there and the cabbie's talking about it, like, oh, that's going to be great when I go to there. I'm like, oh, okay, that doesn't look like it's being built, but all right.
The running
it's
joke.
It's a beautiful sign.
My running joke for a while is if someone was in town and I didn't want to meet up with them, I would say, meet me at the fountain. Place is under construction. What the fuck? And then apparently, in South Vegas Boulevard, there's a place called Dream opening up with 531 rooms sometime next year. This looks like the OnlyFans hotel. Just a bunch of OnlyFans hoes that all chipped in and bought a casino together. That's the kind of American fucking story I want to hear, dude.
I love that. So they won't pay the hackers, but they'll pay them in other ways.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
We can set you up with a nice time.
Yeah, I'll see. Have you done any modeling, sir?
I love it. All right, I'll keep an eye out for dreams.
All right, buddy. Well, that is the list, dude. Thank you.
Wow. How many was that total? Jesus Christ.
That was a lot, dude.
That was a lot.
I mean, we did the whole strip from the Strat, like all the
way
down to
downtown
Casino Royale. We'll do downtown next. And then, like, I'm not going to count the Southgate in this, but the Southgate.
No.
The Southgate's paying. The Southgate's paying because they still know how to offer a fucking $4.99 steak and eggs at fucking 2 in the morning.
You're goddamn right. Like an American city.
Yes. Fucking right. CJ, thank you so much for joining me, bud. Where can people check you out and find you?
Yeah, well, first, subscribe to the Bottom Line Bombs, which is my podcast on the SGPN, the Sports Gaming Podcast Network, which was brought up many times on by Sean and Ryan. Good guys. I do a live show every Monday and Thursday at noon there on the C block. So that's the Man in the Box segment, comes from the Bottom Line Bomb. So you can look up Bottom Line Bombs or Man in the Box, but subscribe to that like on YouTube. You can follow my socials. Instagram is CJ Sullivan Was Taken, not like Liam Neeson, but like the actual name was taken. So I said, okay, that's my name. CJ Sullivan Was Taken. Twitter is CJ Sullivan _. Other than that, yeah, I keep my dates up there. I have a website, CJ Sullivan Comedy, but I barely update that. So I'll be in Chicago this weekend and tour around. I'll be in Vegas pretty soon, I think, at the end of the month. I'm not sure.
Sweet.
I know because they do that show Friday night, every night now, the Sports Gaming Podcast on VSiN.
Yeah.
So that's great. So I'm going to hopefully be a part of that.
You know, I only live like 10, 15 minutes from there, too.
Really?
My new place.
I love it. I stay down there. I love staying downtown, either at Circa or actually – don't tell anyone, but the Golden Gate's my favorite place to stay down there.
Oh, I love the Golden
Gate. It's so cheap and it's great. It's the best deal in the city.
And actually, they're owned by the Circa, too.
Oh, yeah. I know they're all owned by the Circa. You can get their suite for like $50 on a weekday. It's amazing.
Like Derek Stevens, owner of Circa. He's a friend of the Sports Gambling Podcast stuff. He's always cool. He's like, got to hang out with him with Sean Ryan before stuff.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I was at the D, one of his properties, like a few weeks ago with Ryan McKee. And I ended up he went back to his room and I was taken off home and there was a wet floor and I slipped and fell. And they're like, hey, and a security guard saw me and he was like, hey, you need to fill out the form for this. I'm like, dude, I'm kind of hammered right now. I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. And like, I was trying my hardest to not make them fill out the forms. I had the security guys laughing so hard in the office because it was like the insurance, like adjuster, like, making sure that I'm not going to fuck them. And I'm just I'm like, this guy's not going to get in trouble, right? Like, I'm willing to not say anything. It was good times. But yeah, make sure
I just want some quarters for the Sigma Derby game upstairs. That's it. That's all. We'll settle out of court.
Yeah, dude. I was like, yeah, just throw me a few chips, man. You know, I'll lose it.
I'll dump it back to you. I'll just give it back.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, I want to kill some time. But thank you everybody for listening. I'm gonna be trying to do more of these, try and bring it back weekly soon. I am a little busy with work, my day job, so But bear with me. I'm glad I was able to bring this to you, and make sure you follow the show on Twitter or X. Make sure you follow us on X.com.
Follow on X.
At LexStopsPod. And also on Instagram, at LexStopsHerePodcast. And then, yeah, we'll be back with more stuff. And make sure you give us a 5-star review. Smash that. And thanks for everybody who's been a loyal supporter all these times. Bye-bye, everybody. What was my old tagline? What was it? God bless you and keep gambling.